Hello, and welcome to this episode of Global Here and Now, a podcast where the Poole College of Management Global Programs team showcases a variety of unique ways to engage globally. I'm your host, Ellen Frost, and today we're going to highlight one of our most popular semester study abroad programs, Vienna University of Economics and Business in Vienna, Austria. Now, let's go global. NC State University has over 100 different locations for semester study abroad programs with universities around the world. This number of options can be overwhelming, and not all programs are strong academic fits for students in the Poole College of Management. To help with selecting a program, our office in Poole has identified 25 strategic semester options for Poole majors who offer business, accounting, and economics courses taught in English. One of the most popular strategic semester options is Vienna University of Economics and Business in Vienna, Austria. Vienna University of Economics and Business, or simply Vienna, is one of the largest universities in Europe with nearly 25,000 students and is a recognized leader in international business education. Its beautiful campus is located near the city center of Vienna, and a short subway ride to countless restaurants, museums, and shopping areas, and also the main tourist attractions, such as Schönbrunn Palace and Gardens, St. Stephen's Cathedral, the Vienna Zoo, and the Danube River. Vienna is a great program for Poole students, as it offers many courses taught in English that transfer back as major requirements for business administration, accounting, and economics majors. To hear about what it's actually like to study and live in Austria, let's connect with Jenny Bose, who is a Poole College of Management student and studied at Vienna University. Thanks for joining us today, Jenny. We're excited to hear about your time in Vienna and learn more about the program. So to get started, can you tell me a little bit about why and how you chose to study abroad at Vienna?
Yeah, so the why was kind of going off of my first study abroad. So I did a summer in Italy after my freshman year. We were there for 6 weeks, and at the end I was like, this just isn't long enough. So the semester seemed like a pretty good solution. As far as picking Vienna, it was kind of narrowed it down and just ended up with that. So I had ruled out a lot of the more Western European countries just for something a little off the beaten path. And Vienna was top on quality of living, safety, kind of things like that. Things that would be important to me and my family too. Ended up settling on that with my first choice and was lucky enough to get there.
Awesome. So what type of classes did you take while you were abroad, and how do you think those classes compared to your experience at NC State?
So I had a 50-50 split of concentration classes and non-concentration classes. So I took two global HR classes, a marketing class, and a sustainable development class. As far as comparison goes, they're ran pretty differently. So Vienna, we met maybe 6 to 8 times a semester, and that was it. There's a lot of group projects that you work on the side, and all of their classes are project-based instead of assignment-based. So you work with a group of 4 to 6 students over the course of the semester, and that's essentially how you get most of your education in. So they give you a lecture toward the beginning and one toward the middle, and then the rest of the semester is just working on that project. Is it similar to State in that you still, you work with people and you have those small groups and you have the takeaways, but the magnitude of the projects was just much larger and much longer.
Yeah. So thinking outside of classes, what was life like in Vienna? So what was your living situation abroad? Let's start there.
So I stayed in student housing, and it was specifically for international students. So I lived with someone from Sweden, someone from Norway, and someone from Brazil. So that was very unique. The kitchen was an absolute mixture of everything that we would have had at home, just kind of all thrown in the one fridge together. But it was a lot of fun being with that mix of people. One thing I found pretty interesting too is I was the only one who spoke one language. all of them spoke at least English and their native language. So that kind of put things into perspective for me, I guess I'd say.
Yeah, that's super interesting. And, you know, how do you make friends while you're abroad? So you talked about the living situation, which sounds like you were able to meet a lot of international students through that. But what did you do on a normal day or a normal weekend while you're living in Vienna?
So I made a lot of my friends through the orientation program that they had, and then also through my classes. So the marketing class that I took was almost entirely exchange students. And we kind of got together with the people in our classes at first for assignments, and then ended up doing more social things later on. And then from there, you meet a handful of locals and kind of stick around the same ones that you've met before. But we do everything from museums to going to the parks to seeing outdoor concerts they had. There was a ton to do.
That's awesome. So kind of along those lines, what are some of your favorite memories from living in Vienna? So specific to Vienna, and then maybe either Austria or places that you visited outside of Vienna. So let's start first. What were some of your favorite memories from living in Vienna?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Honestly, the one that comes to mind first is not necessarily a great thing, but we were on the subway one time and we rode it too far. So we rode it to where they park and didn't notice, and the doors don't open. And we were kind of freaking out for a couple of minutes. It's like, oh, how do we get off? What do we do? And then 3 minutes later, the conductor came by, knocked on the door where we were, just waved to us and pointed. And then 5 minutes later, we're going the other direction. So it's not necessarily anything like super interesting, but we got to see, you know, the part of the metro that no one sees and all the control boards and everything, which was just like insightful kind of how things work. And it was really funny too. Other than that, they also have like this big kind of local mansion of a family that used to live there, and they had an outdoor opera one night, which is pretty popular for Vienna. So we went there and it was absolutely packed, and it was, I think we had to wait 3 times to get a metro that had space for us to ride to the venue. But we like sat out on the lawn, and that's one of the most memorable nights. It's just all of the locals, all of the international students, everyone kind of came together and enjoyed it.
That's awesome. And what about places outside of Vienna, either other places in Austria or places you traveled to? What were some of your favorites there?
So I went to Croatia for a weekend and didn't spend much time in the cities, but they had a national park about 2 hours away from the capital. And it's just essentially like one big walking loop of a bunch of natural lakes and waterfalls coming together. And that was by far my favorite weekend excursion, the weekend trip that I went on. We also went to Berlin for a weekend, and the street art there was insane. Actually got a coffee table book full of all the pictures and everything that we saw. So those two stand out the most.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think one of the benefits of a semester program is that you're there long enough where you can experience the city that you're living in, but you can also travel. Going back to the university experience, what is Vienna's campus like, or how does it compare to the US or the United, like an NC State campus?
Yeah, so it's actually not too far off from an NC State campus. If you take out Centennial and just think of main campus, that's essentially what Vienna's was like. The architecture was far different because Vienna is into kind of the modernization of everything. So they had a lot of buildings that just looked like flat and then had geometric designs all over the front of them. But it was essentially in between two different metro stations. The whole campus was back there. And the buildings were huge in comparison to State. They were probably a lot taller. But everyone kind of hung out in the middle of campus, and all of the restaurants, all of the grocery store, bookstore, all of that was right there.
Awesome. So kind of wrapping up kind of thoughts about your semester abroad, what were some of the lessons that you learned while abroad? Or put another way, how did you grow when you were living in Vienna and in Austria?
I think patience was a big one for me, but especially going back to those group projects that we talked about, the American culture and people, classmates that I've worked with in the US, is kind of like, build out your schedule, get this done, see what you're going to do. Whereas a lot of the cultures that we interacted with didn't have the same kind of urgency. And, you know, it's high priority for them as well. They just kind of manifest that differently. So it was working out, you know, how to patients one, but also just how to interact with people who come from a different background than you and realize that you're all working toward that same goal. And then flexibility too. I know we mentioned that a lot for study abroad, but you really can't say it enough. There are plenty of times when plans change or got off at the wrong metro station or you got somewhere and it was actually closed and you just had to find something new to do. But adapting on the fly was and is very important to study abroad, and it definitely built up my skills in that a good amount over the semester.
Yeah, I'm sure. I think sometimes some of the best memories are when things don't go according to plan. And as long as you can be flexible and adapt and keep a positive outlook, those sometimes turn into the best moments of your time abroad. So last question, you've had this experience a couple semesters ago, even a couple of years ago. How does studying abroad continue to impact you?
So actually, I draw on those skills a lot in my current role. So I'm a recruiter for a local company, but I work on an international team. So we work very closely with people in the United Kingdom and Germany. So just knowing that I need to be aware of their cultural backgrounds and what they expect as far as workflow and timing goes has made me so I can be more successful working in that team, whereas other people in our office have had a harder time adapting to it. I think that stands out the most.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us today so we could hear a little bit more about your time in Vienna. It sounds like it was an amazing experience that you still impacts you a lot today. So we really appreciate it. Thank you, Jenny, for joining us today and sharing her experience studying abroad at Vienna University of Economics and Business. I enjoyed hearing her stories from living in Vienna and the ways that those memories continue to stay with her. I hope you enjoyed listening as well. Maybe you are even starting to picture yourself living and studying abroad. Thanks for listening to this episode of Global Here and Now, presented by the Poole College of Management at NC State. For more information and to listen to other episodes, please visit our website at go.ncsu.edu/poolglobal. Stay safe, stay well, and stay globally engaged.